This is Mark Hostetler. I am an attorney with Blackwell Sanders in St. Louis. In my practice, I work with many food companies, assisting them with production, distribution, and advertising matters. This will be a series dealing with industry regulations and legislation, and the purpose is to highlight developing stories which impact the food industry. Today, we'll look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. with import food safety. While the issue of lead-based paint on children's toys has taken a lot of the focus lately, we are not far removed from news stories about adulterated pet foods and editorials calling into question the safety of all imported food and the ability of the government to protect the domestic food supply. Although for a number of years now there has been a heightened concern for food safety and the arguable lack of an effective monitoring system, either offshore or at U.S. ports of entry, import food safety figures prominently in much activity at the federal level, including Congress. On September 10, the White House Working Group, or more accurately, the Interagency Working Group on Import Safety, constituted by an executive order of July 18, made its report to the President. The report was bylined, "A Strategic Framework for Continual Improvement in Import Safety." The original charge to the group was to identify actions and appropriate steps within existing resources to promote the safety of imported products. Citing $2 trillion in imports this year, expected to triple by 2015, the report begins by positing that the government cannot and should not attempt to physically inspect every food product entering the U.S. Although the report offers no concrete recommendations, such recommendations are due in a November follow-up, the report takes a tack with which many of us are familiar, what we may recognize as HACCP, or the concept of built-in rather than inspected-in product integrity. In its simplest terms, the report recommends a shift from the snapshots at the border approach to the risk-based approach of identifying critical points in the import life cycle where the risk is greatest. The report calls it a risk-based preventive approach, which is comprehensive, collaborative, and technologically enhanced. Within the Import Safety Strategic Framework are three keystones: prevention of harm in the first instance, intervention when risks are identified, and rapid response when harm or injury has occurred. The report describes six building blocks of the strategy implementing these three principles. The building blocks are a common vision, increased accountability, a focus on risk assessment, interoperable systems or information sharing, an atmosphere of collaboration among federal agencies and external partners, and technological advancement and new science. Public meetings will be held on October 1, out of which will grow an action plan containing concrete recommendations for November distribution for review and comment. While the Working Group report did not include specific legislative recommendations, Congress is looking at the issue in the form of proposed legislation. H.R. 2997, the Assured Food Safety Act of 2007, for foods under the jurisdiction of either the FDA or the USDA, requires that the agencies establish a program for all foods imported into the U.S., that they be accompanied by a certificate of assured safety issued by the government from which the import originated. The bill also requires that within 1 year a study be completed to assess the minimum amount of inspection necessary to assure consumers of a safe food supply. The program is to be paid for by user fees. S. 1776, the Imported Food Security Act of 2007, for foods under FDA jurisdiction only, would provide that funds collected through a user fee be used for developing techniques for food safety inspections of imported food, requiring that FDA establish a certification system for foreign governments and facilities seeking to import food into the United States that is comparable to U.S. standards for food safety, labeling, and inspection. Both bills have been referred to committee. Draft additional food safety and import legislation was circulated by Representative John Dingell of Michigan and introduced in late September. With regard to imports, the Dingell approach is an inspect-in approach and mandates that foods be intercepted at the border, subjects them to a rigorous inspection prior to entry, and to pay the cost of inspection by the imposition of user fees. The proposed legislation is called the Food and Drug Import Safety Act of 2007. The draft legislation calls for some initial bedrock changes in food safety laws already on the books, upon which the changes in import procedures would be grounded. These underlying changes include a requirement that all food imported into the U.S. be subject to the same safety standards as food produced in the United States. Otherwise, the food would be considered adulterated. The proposal would require that all foods under FDA jurisdiction be labeled with the country of origin. Failure to comply with the country of origin labeling would render the food misbranded. An immediate recall of potentially injurious food products could be ordered, with the claimant given 10 days to respond, vacating or modifying the recall order. Good manufacturing practices would have to be updated to add testing for microbial pathogens, toxins, and other contaminants. Particularly with regard to imports, within 5 years of passage, the legislation would limit the import of food to specified ports of entry, essentially those located in a metropolitan area in proximity to an FDA lab. Foreign facilities wishing to import to the U.S. would have to be certified, requiring public periodic inspection and adherence to mandated analytical processes and methodologies. Certification would be subject to periodic renewal. The program would be paid for by user fees, not to exceed $50 per defined food item. This highlights only a couple of the many bills which have been introduced into Congress. The Food and Drug Administration Amendments Act of 2007, passed by Congress in late September, makes significant changes with regard to food safety. Specifically, the establishment of a reportable food registry for tracking food-related illnesses. The Act does not relate directly to the import issues we are discussing here. Other bills focus on the USDA, or fresh produce, cloned animal and organic labeling, and creation of a Food Safety Administration to administer and enforce all food safety laws. On the industry side, the Grocery Manufacturers Association has advanced consideration of the issue of the safety of imports with the announcement of its commitment to consumers, the four pillars of food safety. The program, announced in September, is a risk-based prevention program in contrast to a border inspection approach. Importers would be required to implement a quality assurance program which meets or exceeds FDA food safety and quality requirements. Secondly, importers who could demonstrate that their products constituted a lower risk based upon precise criteria could see their products receive expedited handling at the border. The third leg of the proposal would be to work with foreign governments and agencies to assist them to bring their procedures to a level acceptable to FDA. And finally, the GMA approach calls for the appropriation of sufficient funds to FDA to meet its statutory obligations. The GMA model mirrors the life cycle focus on prevention approach of the working group. We will continue to monitor import activity and report more as matters continue to develop.